الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قاف والقرآن المجيد. بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب. صدق الله العظيم. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا تذهب الليالي والأيام حتى تعبد اللات والعزى، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دور الشيطان Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, as mentioned in the last session of Dars-e Hadith, that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed the Ummah of the many events that will take place prior to the day of Qiyamah, the day when the trumpet will be blown into. One of the most incredible prophecies of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam is that he said that towards the day of Qiyamah, Lat and Uzza will be worshipped. Lat and Uzza are two from the many idols mentioned in the Quran, the two major idols that were worshipped in Arabia in the time of Jahiliyyah, in the time before the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they were hardcore worshippers of the idols at that time, especially when it came to Lat and Uzza. Lat and Uzza. Every household had Lat and Uzza. Everyone had respect for Ma'adullah, Lat and Uzza. Alhamdulillah, when Islam came to Arabia, when Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was blessed with Nabuwat, when he entered Makkatul Mukarramah as a great conqueror, and he was very, very humble, subhanallah, when he entered the vicinities of Makkatul Mukarramah, the very first words that were coming out from the auspicious mouth of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam were the verses of the Quran, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. And as I said to you in the last session, the first action that he took was that he entered the Haram, Makkatul Mukarramah, and he entered Khanae Kaaba himself whilst he was on the camel and pointed at every single idol that was there, 360 of them. When Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given Nabuwat, alhamdulillah, idol worshipping was completely abolished, not just from Arabia, but from everywhere, alhamdulillah, from the entire Islamic empire. And for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say this, a prophecy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمَ مَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَى مُحَمَّدٍ مُصْطَفَى sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He does not speak from his own desire, from his own impulse. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Whatever he speaks, it is a revelation. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Lat and Uzza will be worshipped before the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, we have no doubt in the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one must not forget that idol worshipping does still exist everywhere in the world. We get Hindus who have every stone can be their god, unfortunately. We still have the Hindus worshipping all sorts of things. But here specifically, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned Lat and Uzza, the long forgotten idols in Arabia. Tawheed was very, very strong in Arabia. When Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Arabs and invited them to Islam, they became strong Muslims, especially when it came to La ilaha illallah. They were very, very strong. Until today they are strong. But before the day of Qiyamah, Lat and Uzza will be worshipped. How? Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said that فَيَتَمَثَّلُ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan will come to them in the form of a pious person. And he will say to the community at that time, أَلَا تَسْتَجِبُونَ. Why don't you listen to me, what I have to say to you? أَلَا تَسْتَجِبُونَ. And the community will say, what do you want from us? What are you commanding us? The shaitan will then give them dhoka, will deceive them. فَيَأْمُرَهُمْ بِعِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ. And the shaitan, in the form of a human being, will tell them and command them that they should worship idols. And again, statues will be there, idols will be there, and he will say that this is your Lat and this is your Uzza. And slowly, slowly, Lat and Uzza, that system of worshipping Lat and Uzza will be re-established in this world. This is the mu'ajiza of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not to forget that these are the very, very last days that we are on. Dajjal has gone, Yajuj and Majuj has gone, the sun rising from the west and setting in the east, and also the beast. It's all the events after that. When there won't be strong Muslims, the people that will be there, they won't have guidance. Majority of them will be kuffar and strong kuffar. Pure kufr will be embedded in their hearts, and upon them the day of Qiyamah will fall. And the Mufassireen, the ulama, have mentioned that in spite of all these evil acts, in spite of all these evil acts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the merciful one, will feed them, will give them shelter, will give them water for a period of time. And when that period ends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wa salam, and he will blow into the trumpet. This blowing into the trumpet is also described as the first blast. It will start slowly, and gradually the level of sound, will increase and increase and increase until it becomes unbearable for the people throughout the world. Every single person will hear this sound when the trumpet will be blown into. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this event in the Quran in many, many surahs. One ayat kareema describes it as وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِكَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The first blast is recognized as نَفْخَ صَعِكَ, the blast of extinction. The blast of extinction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when this blast takes place, everyone in the heavens and everyone on this earth will collapse and will die instantly. Illa man sha Allah. Except for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to protect. The Mufassireen, the ulama, have mentioned that this stipulation, Illa man sha Allah, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, they will be saved from the hardship and the ferocity of that day, and also the close malaika, the angels, Hazrat Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, and those who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have even mentioned that on that day, the shuhada, those who have sacrificed their wealth and also their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also will be saved on that day. And also the pious people, the saliheen. This is what is mentioned in the tafsir. All knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa man sha'Allah. In the hadith, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has even given us the specifics. And this is the knowledge that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam had. We must not forget that we cannot describe or classify the knowledge that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam had to be as alimul ghaib, that he knew absolutely everything and he had absolute knowledge of the unseen. That is not right. That is only a description that befits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is Allamul Ghuyub. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are not disrespecting the prophets by saying that. On the contrary, you are honoring Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلُ فَيَكُولُ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make present all the prophets. Adam alayhi salatu was-salam to Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa-salam. And Allah will say to all the prophets, مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ. What answer was given to you by your communities? At that time, all the prophets will say, قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. Oh Allah, we have no knowledge. They have full knowledge, but in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will say, oh Allah, humare paas to koi bhi ilm nahi. La ilma lana. Now this is ayat of the Quran quoting to you. And Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, unanimously, collectively, they will all speak out and they will say, innaka anta allamul ghuyub. Allamul ghuyub is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must not forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given great knowledge to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge encompasses all other knowledges with compared to any individual, including Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has even told us of that first individual who will hear the sound of the trumpet. وہ سب سے پہلا انسان جس کے کانوں میں نفخ سور کی آواز آئے گی. The first person. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that he will be setting his water tank for the camels to come and drink from that area water. And at that time he will hear the noise, the trumpet that will be blown into that sound. And he will collapse, he will fall down instantly straight away. He is the first man described in the hadith of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahu Akbar. And that period will remain for approximately 40 years. 40 din. Kitne din ke liye? 40 din. This 40 days is there all the time. And he said that Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an was the 40th person to embrace Islam. 40th. Iman pura ho jata hai 40 din. 40 din. Someone makes an effort to be regular with his salat and punctual for 40 days. Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, continuously with Jamaat. Inshallah, after 40 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the tawfiq. Will give him the tawfiq. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, according to some of the commentary in the hadith, some of the mufassirin have said that he stayed in the stomach of the fish for 40 days. He stayed in the stomach of the fish for 40 days. There are different riwayats, narrations. Some of the scholars say only for 3 days, some have said 7 days, some have said 14 days, some have said for 40 days. And that is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And that fish toured the depths of the ocean, and from one ocean to another ocean with Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam in the stomach. It is said that the fish took Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam to the deepest end of the ocean where no man has ever gone down. No technology can go because of the pressure that is there. There is no instrument that can be intact, has that power, even metal. You can't go as deep as that. But that one fish, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, took Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam to the depth of the ocean. And right deep, only Allah has the knowledge. There, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam heard a noise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Yunus, O Yunus, the noise that you hear is the tasbih given to the fishes. They praise me in the darkness of the ocean. Allahu Akbar. That is the glory, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we worship. And hearing that, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam says, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. And that is why a hadith in Tirmizi Sharif, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, shall I not give you one wazifa, one tasbih? If you make that tasbih and with sincerity, if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will always accept your dua. And he said to the companion, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. A tasbih that is mentioned in the Quran. That is the power. Allahu Akbar. All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the guidance that we say Allahu Akbar and we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that period of time will last for 40 years. Some of the ulama have said that when death will come to everyone except for the angels and the souls of Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, as mentioned also in Tafsir ibn Kathir, that the shuhada and Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam will be saved. At that time, one announcement will be made from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will say at that time, Jibreel Amin will be there bowing his head down. Allah will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. For whom is the kingdom today? Where are those gods who were worshipped? Where is that Jal who says, I am the God? Where is Fir'aun? أَيْنَ الْمُلُوكِ وَأَيْنَ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ وَأَيْنَ الْجَبَّارُونَ. Where are the arrogant people? Where are the kings who force people that take me to be a deity, worship me? Where are the idols? Where is Lat? Where is Uzza? Who can stand in front of me? Who is there to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is said even Jibreel Amin, who has been serving Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, not from the time of Adam alayhi salam, but from the time of the jinns. From the time of the jinns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also appointed jinns as messengers, as explained to you when we were on the topic of jinnas. Subhanallah. He will also surrender. No one will have the power to say anything. After a bit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Lillah, kingdom is only for Allah. Al-Wahid, the one and only. Al-Qahhar, the conqueror. Allah is the conqueror. Allah has full power, full power. And every great empire has an end. But everything comes to an end. Everything comes to an end. Great people. Fir'aun says, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. Who is greater than me? Who is greater than me? Challenging Musa, oh Musa, who are you to talk to me? You can't even talk straight. The awe and the power that he had, that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should take my brother Harun alayhi salatu wa salam with me. The greatest magician after Dajjal was Fir'aun. Every great empire comes to an end, except for the empire that is laid by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no end to Islam. There is no end to Islam. Subhanallah. For 40 years, everyone will be dead. The blast of extinction. And that sound will continue. That sound will continue of the trumpet for 40 years. Awaz ahista ahista awaz hoti rahi. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command again. After 40 years, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wa salam to blow into the trumpet for the second time. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam will blow into the trumpet for the second time. And this blowing into the trumpet will be a blast for general resurrection. General resurrection. From the time of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, every individual who has tasted death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wake him up from his tomb, from his grave. He will come out from the grave alive. Imagine the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to Jannatul Baqi, my respected brothers. And if you, when I went to Umrah this year, alhamdulillah, a month ago, the hotel that was given to us, fantastic hotel, alhamdulillah. I'm not promoting Moti in any way, but alhamdulillah, well, you know, everything was good and well. We only have to praise our Muslim brothers, alhamdulillah. The hotel that was given to us was a good hotel, alhamdulillah. And the beauty of that room was that you could see from the window the entire view of Jannatul Baqi. And if you look at Jannatul Baqi, it's not so big. And every day there is someone there, every day in every salat someone dies and he is buried in Jannatul Baqi. And this is a continuous pattern from the time of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until today. What happens? The heat of Madinatul Munawwara is such, and that is again a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you lay the body down, in 3-4 months the body becomes dust. So when you open up the grave again, there's an opportunity given to your fellow Muslim brother to rest him down in Jannatul Baqi and make him the recipient of the dua that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to the people of Baqi. And if you look at Jannatul Mu'alla that is in Makkatul Mukarrama, the heat there is so extreme that you don't even need to dig anything. They have like some form of a door on the top, and you just open it up and you can just see actually what has happened to the mayyat. And if the mayyat is Sahih Salim, you just simply close it. Just 10,000, according to the Mufassireen and the people of the Seerah, they have said that 10,000 Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'in are buried in Jannatul Baqi. 10,000. Subhanallah. So imagine when the second blast takes place, incalculable people will come out from one grave. Ek kabar se na jaane, hazaro, lakho aadmi nikalenge. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam ke zamane. Just today someone said to me that Maulana Sahab, can we perform Eid Namaz in Spinney Hill Park? History of Leicester explains to us, if you look at it geographically, they say that Spinney Hill Park was a cemetery. Allahu Akbar. I'm not going to give you a fatwa on that. Allahu Akbar. It's dangerous to be a mufti, you know, that especially in Leicester, because everyone wants to become a mufti. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. You just do your duty, Allahu Akbar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and you, mashallah, make your way at home. Khair. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامَ. And the day of Qiyamah, the best person is that person who stays quiet. The best person is that person who stays quiet. Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, in his time, he said that when I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am 100% sure that in my book of deeds, the sin of ghibat will not be there.
Subhanallah.
In my entire life, I have never backbited. In my entire life. These were great scholars. That is why the title of Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith was given to him. Allahu Akbar. The second blast that will take place. And this subject of resurrection was again a problematic subject. Also for the mushrikeen in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also for the communities that came before Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam went through a difficult time when he said to his people that I am a Nabi, take me to be a prophet. And what did the community say? Ma hadha illa basharun mithlukum. He is nothing but a human being like us. Today he is a prophet. Today he is saying he is a Nabi. يُرِيدُ أَن يَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ. The reason why he has claimed to be a prophet is that he wants to attain superiority over us. That is why he is claiming to be a prophet. He wants power and authority over us. In another part of the Quran, Al-Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam said to the people that I am Nabi, I am Rasul. Again, same accusation. He grew up in front of us. How can we pray namaz behind him? Why should we sit in his dust? And it's his pride and arrogance. Exactly in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Arabs, Qaf wal Quran al Majid, Bal Ajibu, and the Arabs, The Quraishi people were amazed, were shocked. And جاءهم منذر منهم, that a warner, a Nabi came from them, from amongst themselves. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was a Quraishi, son of Abdullah, son of Abdul Muttalib. All of them were interrelated. And they could not take that fact. Why should we accept him, a Quraishi, to be Khatamun Nabiyeen, to be Rasul? How can we accept him? He speaks the same language. We share the same culture. And جاءهم منذر منهم. فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب. And the infidels and the pagans, the mushrikeens would say, oh, this is something that is amazing. We surrender to Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, alayhi salatu wa salam, sallallahu alayhi wa salam. This is what they would say. Pride and arrogance, asabiyyat, family ties, we are greater. Subhanallah al-Azim. And that is why for knowledge there is no age. For knowledge there is no age. Subhanallah. And for death there is no age. Is there musabbat? There is no age for death. There is no guarantee for death. For ulum also there is no age. Subhanallah al-Azim. بَلْ عَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُ. They would even accuse Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would say, when they would sit in their gathering, they would say, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولُ. Yeah, Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is saying to his people that he is a Nabi, he is Khatamun Nabiyyin, he is the one whose name came in the Torah, in Injil. Accept me, salvation will be given to you. Why should we believe him? مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولُ. What kind of a prophet is he? Mali hazir rasul, ya'kulu ta'am, he eats food. Wa yamshi fil aswaq, and he walks with us in the marketplace. Lawla unzila ilayhi malakun, why is there not an angel with him? Fayakuna ma'ahu nadhira, and he also warns us with Muhammad Mustafa, that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is walking in the streets of Makkah, and with him Jibreel Amin is there. Aw yulqa ilayhi kanzun, or if the wealth and riches, and if he became very, very wealthy, we see the treasures with him. أَوْ تَكُونُ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ. Or in this desert, the surroundings of Makkah is just desert. If there was green garden for him, fruits and vegetables and dates and everything was there, then we would believe him. Allahu Akbar. This is the accusations pointed to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. In another verse, incredible ayat kareema, they would say, يَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ مِنْهُ وَيَشْرَبُوا مِمَّا تَشْرَبُونَ. Are you going to accept him to be a prophet who eats food what you eat and he drinks what you drink? وَلَيْنْ أَطَعْتُمْ بَشْرًا مِثْلَكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ. If you obey him who is a human being like you, then you are a loser. وَلَيْنْ أَطَعْتُمْ بَشْرًا مِثْلَكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ. And they would say, أَيَعِذُكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِتْتُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَنَّكُمْ مُخْرَجُونَ. Does he promise you that when you die and when you become dust and bones, his Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect you, will reassemble you? Is that what he says? And the kuffar would say, make a mockery. Kitna sabr ki anbiya alayhi salam. They would say, hay hat lima tu'adun. And one translation of this ayat kareema is that whatever the prophets say to you, it is all nonsense. Hay hat lima tu'adun. And they would say, in hiya illa hayatun ad-dunya, yamutu wa nahya. Life is only but what we are going through right now, that we are alive. نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. We live and we die. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. And we will never be resurrected. And this was a difficult task for Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. Because they even rejected ba'ath, ba'd al-maut, life after death. That is why when someone converts to Islam, beforehand you talk to him. It's not just about La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But you have to believe in Jannat and Jahannam, and also life after death, that you will be questioned. You will be questioned. And beautiful examples are given to us in the Quran. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّن نَجْمَعَ إِظَامَهُ. Insan, does he think that we have no power to reassemble him? بَلَا Allah is saying surely. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَهُ I have power to even reshape his fingertips. The power that I have, I can even reshape his fingertips, because the strongest identification of an individual is his finger. That is why even today, the CID and the MI5 use this system of fingerprints.
That's right.
Fingerprints is even more powerful than your signature.
Mm-hmm.
One can falsify the signature. But when it comes to fingertips, fingerprints, Allahu Akbar. And that is why, an-nusawiyya banana, and banana is this, the fingerprints. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I can bring you the carbon copy of your fingertips. That is the power that I hold. You have doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the seed. When the seed falls into under the ground and it decays, and from that decay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the rain to come down. And that seed which has decayed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes from that seed fruits and plants and trees to sprout out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that insan is also a seed. So when he dies, though in size it's a big seed. So when he dies, you are putting that seed back into the ground. That seed goes back down and he becomes dust and bones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mufassirun have said in many ayats that there is this incorruptible bone that is always intact. It never decays. That never decays. Choti si haddi. That never decays. From which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every individual. When the second blast takes place, when the blowing of the trumpet takes place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the heavens, order them that water should come out. And it's not going to rain, it's different from rain. The water will come down. And when water hits the ground, it is said that, like how plants come out, like how trees come out, sprout out from the ground. Similarly, in the very same way, insan slowly, slowly will come out. Slowly, slowly will come out from the kubur. That is why Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would say that if someone died in the condition of saying La ilaha illallah, so when he comes out of the qabr, he will say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. If he died with his ihram on, then he will come out from his qabr saying Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Innal Hamda Wal Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk La Sharika Laka. If he dies whilst reciting the Quran, Allahu Akbar, he will come out from the qabr in the condition that he will be reciting the Quran. And something maybe a lot of even the scholars might not have told you, that for that period of time, 40 years, and between the first blowing into the first blast and the second blast, the first blowing into the trumpet and the second blowing into the trumpet, for that period of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even remove the punishment of the grave from the kuffar. Azab-e-kabr, jo kuffaron ko hota hai, nafkh-e-ula sa nafkh-e-sani, from the first blast to the second blast, the people of Tafsir have said that the punishment of the grave will be lifted only for that 40 years. And evidence for that they give is that when the first batch of people that they come out, the first will be of course Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and inshallah we'll continue with this subject in the next session. Who will come out from the grave and how it will be Maidan-e-Hashr. But when the kuffar come out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ They will whisper with each other, the kuffar. Those who know that who did not die in the state of the kalima, they will whisper with each other. إِلَّا بِسْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا How many days did you spend underground? Just 10 days? إِلَّا بِسْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا عَشْرًا means 10. Only 10. According to some of the muhaddithin and mufassirin, that means they will say that I think the time that we spent in dunya was only equivalent to 10 days. إِلَّا بِسْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا 10 days. And 10 days is also a lot. In another ayat, it talks about one day. Allahu Akbar. And in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. When the trumpet will be blown, they will swarm forth from their tombs. They will come out from their tombs to meet their Lord. And the words they will say, مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا. Oh, what a treacherous day it is today. مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْكَدِنَا. Who has awakened us up from our sleeping quarters? Unki kabron ko wo kya kahenge? Marqad, sleeping quarters. Who has awakened us? And under this ayat kareema, the people of Tafsir have said that they were being punished until the first blast. But from the period of the first blast until the second blast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted up the azab of qabr. So when after the second blast, when they will wake up from their graves alive, the first words they will say is that, who has awakened us up? What has happened today? Ya waylana, man ba'athana min markadina. Kisne hame hamari in kabro se nikala? We were resting in peace. Man ba'athana min markadina. And they will see, and the world will be completely different. Mountain Kilimanjaro and Mountain Everest and all the massive palaces will all be laid down, flattened. No towers. Kya hai? No towers. At that time there will be no towers. It will be in this dunya. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ. It will be a different world. Geographically, the map that we have today, east, west, south, north, it will be completely different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it square. No sun, no nothing. Everybody will be there. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam will be the first people to come. Everyone will come out from their kubur. And the word, the kufar, will poke at each other. And they will say, Hada ma wa'ada ar-Rahman. Do you remember? This is what the Quran was promising us. This is what the Muslims were telling us, that their Lord Rahman will account us for everything that we have done. Remember, Mr. Didat came to you. Remember, all the Muslims came to you. Remember, all the masajids. Remember, all the muadzin, all the scholars. And in this day and age, through computer, internet, cassettes, books, English, Islam is there in all languages. Allahu Akbar. And the Quran has been translated in many, many languages. Hada ma wa'ada ar-Rahman. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will say to each other, وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. I think Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was right. The prophets were right. Moses was right. Musa alayhi salam was right. Isa alayhi salam was right. We should have followed Isa alayhi salam if we were in the time of Isa alayhi salam. We should have followed Musa alayhi salam if we were in the time of Musa alayhi. We should have followed the Muslims, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if we were in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But then it will be too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Inshallah, we will continue in the next session from where we have left. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Can all the brothers make sure, mashallah, that tomorrow there is a march for a good cause, to show solidarity towards our brothers in Palestine. Everyone sitting here at least must make sure that they all make full effort, inshallah, to get there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward all of you. Jazakallah khair. Masturat bhi ja sakti hai. Even women can come, inshallah, if they observe the sharia libas, which is hijab, inshallah ta'ala, with their mahram. Dua kalli. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma la tuda lana dhamman illa ghafarta, wa la hamman illa farajta, wa la daynan illa qadayta, wa la hajata min hawaij al-dunya wal-akhirah illa qadaytaha. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma ansur man nasara deen sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم ولا تجعلنا معهم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سمعنا واطعنا غفرانك ربنا واليك المصير برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.